Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda Williams, and this is the final episode for the month of November. So I'm really excited to be here with you today. We have made it through the first of the holidays for the holiday season, and there's been so much going on with me personally in my own growth and exploration and trying to figure things out for the year ahead and what I want to do, and watching and witnessing the unfolding of who I am and what matters to me. So I was inspired to do today's show to talk about the new year, because we're moving into the month of December, which is when we do start thinking about the new year, what's ahead for us, what we plan to do, and who we are and where we're going. So this is all about the new year and the new you. And one of the first things that really inspired this for me was the light activation sessions that I've been doing over the past month. I've had an opportunity to do these sessions in person, which have been very powerful. And I've also had the opportunity of doing them as distance sessions, which have been equally as amazing. But I've enjoyed it so much because of the conversation that happens after the sessions are over. People are becoming aware of what they're holding on to and how it's influencing them, and moving into a space of feeling very comfortable and inspired to let go and move on in new ways and healing whatever their old wounding is. Things like this, and it made me very excited about the work that I have the opportunity to do. Now, if you listen to the show in the past, you know that, you know, this hasn't always been my life's work. I used to work in finance, and I came across Reiki and meditation as a way of dealing with my own stress and anxiety. And it ended up evolving and blooming into my life's work because I started practicing on my friends and family, and then the word just spread word of mouth. And then the next thing you know, I felt so drawn and so connected to this work and the changes that it was making in my life that I felt I had to share what I was learning with other people, even, you know, people I didn't know. And I have to tell you, you know, people who know me do know that was very scary for me. I was very introverted. I wasn't the most social person. And so to put myself out there to connect with people on the internet and to work with people and be contacted by people that I've never met was very scary for me at first. But I'm so thankful today that I followed what was my passion and what felt right and true for me, because it ended up becoming this, me being here with you in so many different ways, and it has been such a gift in my life. So outside of the light activations, this past weekend, actually yesterday, was the last day of this Reiki practitioner class that I have been teaching this entire month, every Saturday. It was Reiki levels 1 and 2. So yesterday was the last day of class, and my students are so amazing. I'm so thankful for them because I learned so much from them, and watching them discover who they are and watching them discover what they're able to do, their capabilities, and learning to trust their gifts. It is the most exciting and rewarding job, really. You know, I feel so fortunate to be able to call this my work. So in watching them, you know, it excites me and inspires me for my own path and my own journey and what I'm learning and still exploring about myself. Now, finally, what inspired today's show was a few days ago, I had a reading from one of my Oracle card class students. So last year, I taught a class online, learning how to read Oracle cards. And one of those students, she went on to study tarot, and she became very good at reading, and she became very passionate about reading cards and about reading tarot. And so I spoke with her a few days ago, and she did a tarot reading for me. And in the conversation that she and I had, you know, my focus was very much around what I am creating, what I'm doing, and how I am sharing with all of you my community. You know, I feel that you are all part of my tribe, I like to say, because it really is a two-way exchange. I share with you everything that has helped me grow and that has helped me on my path. But again, in the exchange, I learn from all of you. So it's been a lot of looking at myself. Always, but there's been a lot of emphasis on it lately, specific to a new me and what I want to share and how I want to do that in new ways. And so, of course, here I am sharing with you on Reiki Radio, as I always do, because I hope that what I learn in my journey, my experience, will also help you with yours. Now, the point of all of this really is about getting to know who you are on the next level. You know, we hear a lot about being authentic to who we are, having our authentic voice, being true to who we are. I even spoke to all of you about being in alignment with your heart and your higher self and the importance of that. Now, the truth is that our heart and our higher self are always in alignment. It's just a lot of times that connection is skewed, I would say, because of our noise, because of what we hold in our consciousness, because of our fears, our doubts, our worries. A lot of times the information that we are seeking or trying to understand is hard for us to access because of all of our other noise. And so there are so many ways that we can work through the layers of that noise, you know, acknowledging and observing what has hurt us, what we're holding on to, our past experience, all of those things that are causing us to live right now in the present from the past. And as we acknowledge these thoughts, these feelings, and beliefs that may be creating noise for us, we then have the choice to transform and heal and forgive and move on with clarity and awareness. Now, when I was thinking about authentic, being authentic, because again, like I said, I am growing and evolving and changing as well, and I've been thinking a lot about how I have been sharing with you all and how I want to share with you moving forward. And what I came to realize is that we are authentic to who we are in various stages of our lives. So, you know, if we look back at certain points in our lives that, you know, may have been a point in time that we really enjoyed, like, for example, when I was working in finance, towards the end, no, I didn't really enjoy it. But there was a point in time where I did enjoy it. And I was enjoying my life and my friends and the people that were surrounding me. And in that space and time, I was being very true and very authentic to who I was then. But as life goes, we grow. And as I started to grow and shift and change, what I wanted and what mattered to me started to shift and change. And when I started this work, you know, I would say in the beginning, I was really dead set on teaching Reiki. That's all I wanted to do. I was in love with that technique, and I wanted to share it with as many people as possible. And throughout that process, I grew, and I became more drawn towards intuition. So then that became my focus, and I was very focused on helping people discover their intuitive abilities and their intuitive gifts. And then fast forward, I recognized that I wanted to blend the two. And I also wanted to incorporate the focus of meditation, because meditation is such a powerful foundation for all of this work. So the point is, as you can see, things evolved for me as I grew. And throughout those different points, I was being very authentic and true to myself, but that changes as we change. So I say that to say, you know, I know a lot of people, we get to a space where we feel like maybe we regret the past or we feel like we've wasted time. And I've talked to you about this before, but your past was part of your experience. And it's part of what got you to where you are today. It was all part of your growth, part of your understanding, and it all had reason. It's all a matter of perspective, how we look at things, how we view the situations and circumstances that we're faced with. Even the challenges that we are faced with in life, you want to consider if you look at them as these circumstances that knock you down, and the world is against you, or are you able to see it as opportunity for growth, new paths, new experiences? Now, again, I was talking about December, and if you are on my newsletter, you already have received access to my Creating with the Moon and Stars workbook. And in that workbook, I focus on a different sign every month so that we can all benefit from the strengths and the beauty of each sign in the zodiac. So in the month of December, the focus is on Sagittarius. Now, the beauty about the Sagittarius is that that sign is really considered lucky. Like if you know any Sagittariuses, things do seem to just work out for them. On the flip side, in this type of energy, we have to be mindful of what we say and how we say it, because it is a fire sign and they can tend to be very blunt, very direct, and it can be hard to swallow for those of us who may be more sensitive. However, what's so great about this sign that prepares us for the new year is that Sagittarius is the archer. So you'll see the symbol for the sign like the arrow. So this really speaks to us about being very mindful about what we're aiming towards. What are you focused on? Are you in preparation for moving forward and creating new things? Are you focused on what's not working for you? Or are you focused on the possibility of what's to come? Are you focused on your new layers, your new levels of understanding? It's a lot to think about, right? Outside of the holidays. But that's what this is all about. And what I've come to realize in my stepping into my new level of awareness and new level of authenticity is that my work is about helping you discover who you are. On the next level, the core essence beneath the layers of experience. I love helping people discover their gifts and their ability so that you can trust your own inner guidance. So you can be very comfortable with the intuitive direction that you receive. So that you become aware of not just your physical self, but your energetic self, and understand how you are able to manage your own energy and the way you perceive life. You know, I was talking to someone about this recently. Manifestation comes up a lot, especially around the new year. And there's two parts to that. One, you do create on an energetic level. So if you have a vision for yourself, say you are envisioning yourself on a vacation, just something that basic, okay? Say you have a vision of yourself taking a vacation and you're on an island or wherever you would like to be. That vision is your creation. So it's already real. It already exists in the energetic realm. Now, how you manifest it into the physical reality, or how you make that creation tangible and material is based on your belief, the energy you pour into it. Are you putting noise and doubting and fearing and coming up with all the reasons why it's not happening? Or are you aligned with that vision so fully and believe in it so without any doubt is basically it, that you can pull that into manifest? And think about the things that you say, oh, I want to do this, or oh, I wish I had, whatever it may be, XYZ. And it seems to manifest so quickly, so effortlessly. The reason that happens is because you didn't really have any noise blocking or preventing it from coming into manifest. So this is the same about ourselves and the visions we hold for us and who we want to be, what we want to experience in our lives. You have an inner calling, an inner knowing. There is something inside of you that tugs at you about what feels real and true to you, about how you want to live your life, how you want to experience life. And the only way to pull that into reality, into manifest, is to be completely connected to it, dedicated to it, pouring in the energy of I can, I will, I do, I create, it is possible, and taking action to support that. So, with this idea or this thought of a new year and a new you, I want you to consider, what is it that you want to experience? What is it that you want to know and learn and understand about yourself, about your possibility, about your ability? What would life be like if you learned to trust your own inner guidance? If you came to understand how intuitive you are, but not just that, if you came to understand how to translate the information you receive intuitively. You know, it reminds me of one of my best friends. She always jokes that, well, we both joke about how psychic she is, because she truly is. But the thing about it is, she doesn't do it intentionally. So she'll have these psychic visions or these intuitive knowings, but it was not her intent. And so she feels like it's almost like a waste, because she's like, well, by the time I realized I was right, like there was nothing to do about it. It wasn't helpful in any way. Because when she got the intuitive information, she kind of dismisses it as like, oh, I wonder why that popped in my head. And then later it's revealed to her why that message or that vision came through. Well, the same is true for so many of us. Think of how many times you say like, oh my God, I knew that. Or, oh, I had a feeling I should have, blah, blah, blah. Well, what if you could learn to understand the way that you receive information and translate it and ultimately trust yourself? Trust your inner guidance, trust your inner knowing, and create the life you're living based on your trust, your guidance, what you want to do, what you want to become, how you want to share yourself in the world, how you want to experience your life. It's ultimately up to you. So, in preparation for the new year and in finding, you know, my voice again, you know, it's all about the unlayering. Like I said before, there have been various points of this journey where I have been very authentic to who I was in the moment that I was living. And now as I grow, that is changing. There are levels to who we are and who we become and how we express. We evolve. And so staying true to what matters to me and how I want to help you and how I want to work with you and what matters to me is you seeing yourself in truth. You coming into clear awareness of that connection between your heart and your higher self. I've decided to put more focus and more emphasis on my intuitive mentoring. And that's because it gives me 8 weeks to work with you one-on-one. We work together 2 hours every week, one-on-one, just focused on you, your development. What matters to you? Acknowledging your noise so that you can transform and heal as you choose to. So that you can understand yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stop judging and criticizing yourself. You know, that actually reminds me of one of my students. She is moving along so quickly. Just amazing. The way she's absorbing everything. But there's a part of her that's always like, but I should be doing more. I want more. I want to understand more. And I try to, you know, explain to her, we have to acknowledge where we are right now. We have to process what it is we are learning as we are learning it. You are where you are right now. All of us, we are where we are right now for a reason. We have gone through certain experiences and certain lessons for reasons. Certain people are in our life and show up at certain times and leave at certain times for a reason. And we have opportunity to grow in all of that. We have opportunity to reach new levels of who we are through all of our experience. But it all comes down to our awareness. How are you viewing the experiences you have? How do you acknowledge yourself in your growth, where you are? Do you take the time to really tell yourself, you know what? I'm doing really well right now at this particular thing. Or, oh, I've just learned this about myself and I didn't know that I could do this before. I surprised myself. How many times have you thought you couldn't do something just to find out later that you could? Did you acknowledge that? Have you acknowledged your growth up until now? It's all about our perspective and our awareness. It determines how we grow through our experience. So that's really all for today. I just want you to consider where you are, how you're experiencing your life, what matters to you, and how connected you are to these things. If you are pouring your energy into what you want to experience. If you are pouring your energy into what you want to learn and discover, or are you allowing that to be background noise? Are you limiting your possibility by thinking, oh, it's just a thought. It's just something I think about, but I don't know how, and I can't do it, or I don't have time. That's exactly what I'm talking about, that noise that doesn't let you bring your vision into manifest. But you matter. We came here for a reason. We incarnated into this lifetime for a reason, to learn and to grow. And if you believe in reincarnation, you know, we'll keep having these same lessons again and again until we acknowledge what it is we are learning and how we are growing through it. Even karma, you know, a lot of people worry about karma or think things happen to them that are what we may consider bad because of karma. Well, karma is just energy that hasn't been healed. It comes back around. These lessons will come back around to us like a boomerang. Until we get it right. And getting it right is just acknowledging the lessons. Again, it's just about perspective. So how are you allowing yourself to grow through all of this? How are you letting yourself get to a new level of who you are? New year, new you. And I have to tell you, for my own life, I'm very excited about this. I'm very happy and I'm very grateful, actually, that I have been paying attention and observing myself and witnessing myself and watching my growth and my unfolding and understanding what I am going through as I go through it, because it has helped me move up in my growth and my layering. And that's what I want to share with you. So if you do want to start this work, you can go to my website, yuchi.com. And actually, on the page where the light activations are, there's more information about the intuitive mentoring program. And this can be done from a distance. So for those of you who aren't in San Diego, we will work with each other every week, 2 hours a week for 8 weeks, to help you discover who you are and to connect with your intuitive abilities, your gifts, your possibility, your unlimited potential. I love working with people one-on-one. I love the exchanges we have. And in these sessions, I always connect with you intuitively so that we can really get to the core and the root of what it is you're holding on to. But the intuitive mentoring also includes weekly light activations. So, you know, as I've told you, the light activation sessions have been amazing, and I am so thankful for this work that I'm able to share with everyone. But I would love to work with you. Now, for the intuitive mentoring, because they are 8 weeks in length, I only have, I think, about 5 spots available left that can start the end of this year. So if you want to start in December or January, you want to register for that today, because again, I only have limited availability for that. So go to my website, yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And if you scroll down on the homepage, you'll see the picture for the light activations. You just click on that and you'll see the information for the intuitive mentoring program. Now, I know with the holidays, a lot of people are thinking about gifts and what they're getting for everyone else. And I always tell everyone, you know, and it's so true, there is no greater gift you can give you than understanding you. There's no greater gift than self-awareness, than self-connection, forgiveness, and understanding of discovering who you are. It's why we came here. It's what we came to do. So that's it for November. Happy November. I hope it was a good month for you. We did have a lot come up this month of looking at our stuff, a lot of shifts and changes, and now we're moving into that beautiful Sagittarius energy. So again, you can read more about the Sagittarius energy in my Creating with the Moon and Stars workbook. If you've not signed up for my newsletter, you can do that as well at my website, yuchi.com. I hope you all have a beautiful day, and remember to always journey in love.